भवेस्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानां अविद्या कामकर्मभिः श्रवणस्मरणार्हाणि करिष्यन् इति केचन. कुन्तिमहारानी सेयिंग् भवे अस्मिन् इन् दिस् वर्ल्ड् काल्ड् संसार आल् द लिविङ्ग् एनिटीस् आर् क्लिश्यमानानां terribly suffering because of avidya kama karmabih. Avidya is the ignorance of the living entity, and kama are the material desires stored in the subtle body, and karma are the activities performed by the gross body. The living entity in this world is very busily preoccupied in various materialistic activities which end up in the vain struggle for happiness achieving no end. But that is because of the kama or the material desires stored in the subtle body which activate the living entity to work hard. But those kama desires are developed because of avidya, the ignorance of the living entity. Same thing Gajendra also prayed, my dear Lord, tasyatma loka avaranasya moksham. I actually want moksha from this avaran or the covering. Which avaran? Is it the gross body or the subtle body? No. He wanted freedom from the avaran of avidya. Why? If avidya were not to exist, there will be no subtle body or gross body for us. Because avidya exists, ignorance exists. Therefore, the Lord, the Super Soul, has put these two avarans over us to give us facility to enjoy independent of Him. Therefore, if the living entity is desirous of freedom from these two gross and subtle coverings and wants to rise above and give up avidya and see the Lord face to face, that is only possible by the Lord who has given these two coverings to us. Therefore, one should surrender to the Lord and beg Him and pray to Him that I don't want these materialistic coverings to perform avidya, kama, karma, bihi. Because this kama and karma in this world have never made me happy. It can never make anyone happy in this world. Because the materialistic temporary activities of this world repeatedly end in dualities leading to frustration of shita, ushna, sukha, dukkha, mana, apaman, labha, labha, jai parajai, those kind of dualities. And that is an endless game of the samsara. Instead, please kindly destroy this covering of ignorance so that I can get the right vision to see you. So the Super Soul gives us smriti. He also gives us apohanam or forgetfulness. For those living entities who want to enjoy separately, He gives forgetfulness. And those living entities who are sincerely striving to serve Him, He gives smriti. So therefore, He will reveal Himself to us by His own sweet will when He observes that a living entity is making a very sincere call or a genuine call. Then only this covering can be removed. Nama Atma Pradipaya Sakshine Paramatmane Namo Giram Viduraya Manasascheta Samapi. Just as the sun can be seen only by sunlight, the Lord, the Super Soul, can be seen only by His mercy. So the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, which we perform every day, is actually a prayer to Him, begging Him to remove this covering of avidya or ignorance, after removal of which there is no more possibility of gross and subtle coverings over the soul. The soul is relieved and liberated of these coverings, and he can see the beauty of the Lord face to face, eye to eye, and there is no more distraction or deviation or material absorption. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name should be done with full understanding of this mood, because if the chanting call is genuine, the Lord has to respond definitely. Harinam Prabhu ki.